Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, March 21st. I'm Ray Graff. Today, we welcome back our buddy Rocco DeFazio. In 1951, Rocco's parents opened DeFazio's Italian import store on 4th Street in Troy. Still there today. Right next to it is DeFazio's Wood-Fired Pizza. Down the street is the new location at DeFazio's at 216. And over the river is DeFazio's Albany location at Albany Distilling. And up in the hills, there's the DeFazio's at Indian Ladder Farm. The empire grows. We'll find out about all the new developments and whatever else Rocco wants to talk about coming up. It's Bring Your Kid to Work Day, so we brought his son. The number is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You can email voxpop at wamc.org. We'll be back after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. We welcome back our pal Rocco DeFazio today. Rocco opened DeFazio's Wood-Fired Pizza in 1989 in Troy. It has won numerous best of awards around the region. His parents opened Troy mainstay DeFazio Imports in 1951. In recent years, DeFazio's has expanded. It's got an Albany location at Albany Distilling, a second super deluxe sit-down joint a block or two from the original Troy location, and they have a seasonal pizza garden at Indian Ladder Farms in Altamont. When Rocco is on the show, I know something good is going to happen. I mean, not for me, obviously, or for you, the listener, but certainly for Rocco, presumably. The number to call is 800-348-2551 if you want to talk to him. And you know what? It is. It's Bring Your Kid to Work. Matt DeFazio is with us as well. 800-348-2551. You can also email voxpop at wamc.org. Welcome, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, wonderful.
Doing great. Thank you.
You don't sound too sincere with that.
Yeah, really.
What the heck?
Well, you know, it's been a while, right?
Oh.
It's been a while. I don't want to say that. But...
Welcome back to Passive Aggressive Theater. It's where we last left it. You know, and had you told me you were going to bring Matt, I would have put a little bio in for him, too.
Yeah,
but you didn't. You just walk in home, by the way.
I'm bringing... I got four other people coming in later on.
Really?
For the second half.
In case the show doesn't go well? Hey, we're taking you upstate. 800-348-2551 is the number. Rocco, what's happening, buddy?
Oh, everything. And Matt will fill you in on that because...
What? You can't talk now?
You know, I'm...
Well, you did miss the one part that we just opened last week, two weekends ago, technically.
216.
Indian Ladder Tap Room. So now, so that's brand new.
The garden, I mentioned it.
We have the pizza beer garden that'll be open Memorial Day weekend.
Who does your research?
My producer. And let me tell you, he's a dope. Tell you something.
Who does your research?
Yeah.
And now we are we have a kitchen and we're doing all the food inside as well at the tap room at Indian Ladder.
Oh, cool.
We're open Thursday and Friday 3 to 8. We're open 11 to 8 on Saturdays, and we're open 11 to 5 on Sundays.
Isn't Indian Ladder such a cool place?
It's how I describe it to people who haven't been there is the Brooklyn Zoo. I'm just like, the Bronx, if you haven't been there, you just don't drive down to the city. Just go to Indian Ladder, and it has that plus plenty of booze.
You're comparing it to
important.
A zoo, by the way.
Zoo.
So obviously my kids have been there and they've seen it. It's amazing. It's a great place.
Love Indian Ladder. Excited. We're going to be doing, now all the birthday parties there, any party on a wedding.
Yeah.
We'll be providing the food for it. And we're very excited to be the on-site caterer.
And presumably they know at Indian Ladder how lucky they are to have this pizza and this Italian stuff. Because, you know, it's pretty good. I got to be honest.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So, Rocco, if you deign to say a few words, how are you doing?
Well, I'm about to have a hip replacement.
No way.
So
what do they do?
They go in, take the old hip out.
So
a ball.
Really?
I guess it's just a ball.
Okay. So when does that happen?
2-3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
And what's the recovery time?
I'll be up... Well, when I had my open heart surgery, they said I would be out of work for 3 months. Well, I put the defibrillator on. I was back in a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did the doctor say that was okay?
The doctor didn't know anything.
But the doctor, presumably.
I had the defibrillator on.
Okay.
Okay.
So
that know what would have happened, which I found out later.
What's that?
I never recharged the defibrillator. So they would have.
How do you deal with this?
They would have found me on the floor, and they would have said, well, he's got the defibrillator on.
Yeah.
He never thought about recharging it.
The Energizer Bunny, he is not. Okay, fair enough. Matt, I don't know, man. You probably are gearing for sainthood. You've been dealing with this your entire life. It's unreal. The number here is 800-348-2551. Rocco and Matt DeFazio are here. Always fun. And, you know, Easter's coming up in a while. It's late this year, though, isn't
really?
It?
Really?
What the heck is that?
Well, it's the way it falls in the calendar and... Doesn't feel, I mean, I'm glad it's later in April.
Yeah.
Because this weather, I don't know. Well, you heard about my adventure going to Turning Stone.
So you mentioned it, and that was the day of the storm. That was a Saturday morning?
The lake effect storm.
Yeah.
That closed down parts of the thruway.
Yeah.
And my wife and I had to sleep at a gas station.
Oh, my heavens.
In the middle of a raging snowstorm. Because, no, Ray, it was like something out of the Twilight Zone.
So, but...
How does that happen?
Yeah, so you were at the rest stop, basically, sleeping.
In a gas station.
You were at a gas station.
In a gas station.
Oh, man, I don't know. You know what? It's so funny. You mentioned that. That was the day of the storm. Nicole and I booked that, and we were going to go, and we can't. We said, well, the weather's too bad.
Well, Rocco, you know...
But, I mean, I didn't know you were going. We could have had a great time.
Oh, at the gas station.
Right. Rocco DeFazio's here. And I'm already regretting it. Matt DeFazio's welcome anytime he wants. 800-348-2551. Let's grab a call. Claire is in Schenectady. Hello, Claire.
How are you?
Oh, pretty well. I was pretty good. I don't know about now, but what do you got?
Well, I have a question. I live in Schenectady, and I used to work in downtown Troy, and absolutely love getting DeFazio's pizza. I think it's the best in the area.
Thank you.
So my question is, have you ever thought about opening up a place in Schenectady?
You know, how we decide on expansion, really, you know, we honestly let it happen organically. The Albany Distilling location was very organic with, you know, I was in an SBA class with John Kurt and I, and it just happened. And then, you know, Dieter and Lori at Indian Ladder had put in the pizza garden. They had operated it for a year. And then they also reached out to John and said, yeah, can we maybe get Matt's number and, you know, see if he'd come up? Yeah. And, you know, then I went up there and took a look at what their space is. And then, of course, everybody knows the saga that is, you know, DeFazio's at 216 and how long that took.
Yeah, it took longer than Ramsey's Tomb's pyramid.
Exactly. So, you know, we let expansion try to happen organically. And, you know, so it's definitely, you know, we always think about it, but it really just has to happen kind of at the right time.
Yeah.
With the right people, and maybe one day, but, you know, okay. I don't know about soon, but maybe one day.
Claire, thanks a lot for the call. It's 800-348-2551. I have not been to 216. I apologize. Rocco invited me for the soft.
I invited you last year.
Rocco, I don't go out.
We only had 27 soft opening days. You couldn't make any.
Yeah, really.
Look.
What do we need to pick you up?
My wife.
You and the wife?
Well, my wife wanted to go, but I don't.
We got a guy who works for us. He uses his wife as an excuse all the time.
I don't leave the house. I'm sorry, but it's a nice joint.
You're a shut.
You know, that's why we brought, you know, our executive chef, Max Clement, is making, you know, such amazing food there that, you know, obviously we brought you some today. The two dishes we brought today are not on the menu yet. Carrot sofrito and a white lamb bolognese that they'll be on soon. They're not on yet. And then we also brought the greens and beans with the clobbering chili oil on the side in case anybody in studio doesn't want, it's spicy. We also brought it on the side. So okay. And the homemade croutons to put in there.
So this is the carrot sofrito?
Yes. Yep.
These carrots look like pasta to me, man.
Yeah. Well, no. So the So you're showing that is homemade cavatellis.
Ah. Oh.
Yes. Sorry. Oh, okay. With a carrot sofrito.
I thought you were about to say you're showing your ignorance.
I had to hold back because I didn't know if the beep would work in case I curse. So
fine.
But no. So that's the carrot sofrito, which he just made for the first time. He got a brand new cavatelli maker, and he's making those, which are amazing.
So Ray, now you have to try it and tell the folks how it is.
Well, you don't tell me what to do. It's my show. I'm the
kingpin
of the show.
Well, you're delaying here.
Oh, really?
We have a lot. You know, why is it that when DeFazio comes, we have to set up for like an Indian wedding, an Indian feast, and like other people can just bring like onion dip?
Dude, I asked. You don't have to bring anything. I never say bring food.
Yeah, right.
I never say that. It's tough for me to eat and talk at the same time.
Yeah,
you know how polite I am, right?
Yeah.
The carrot sofrito is completely vegan. We use the corto olive oil.
Oh, don't say vegan to him.
And that's why I was trying to be gentle with that. Get this out of the way.
I love the vegans.
Oh, you love the vegans.
What
did you say? They're the tastiest ones.
I didn't. All right. All right. This show is over. We're taking a break. 800-348-2551. I'm making a list. Things never to do again. Never call Rocco and never have him. 800-348-2551. This is the last Rocco show. Please feel free to call. We'll be back. Yeah, it's Vox Pop. Listen, there's this thing that I'm doing at March 31st at Terrapin Restaurant in Rhinebeck with Chef Gail Sokol, and she's going to teach me how to bake galettes. Well, it's sold out, okay? But if you have a question that you would like to ask Gail, you can email this show, voxpop@wamc.org, and we'll save it. And you can ask Gail a baking question. They're calling it Uncle Grumpy Learns to Bake, and frankly, I'm offended by it. But there you go. And it's going to be, we did a blocking rehearsal for it today. I'm not too good at cooking.
No.
No, I'm serious.
No.
I'm serious. If
you thought the cavatellis were carrots, okay.
That's right, Ray.
Gail is good. But I mean,
I feel sorry for Gail because you know, Ray, you and your wife, your lovely wife, took our cooking class some years ago.
Yes,
I remember. We've had hundreds of people take that class.
Yes.
You're the only one who failed that class.
You
know, because you were like the third grader who was constantly interrupting class.
Okay, you know what? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you're already banned from the show after this, so you can't really do anything more. I mean, Matt, he's all right. We'll bring Matt back on to represent the Fazios. So anyway, if you have a question for Gail Sokol, feel free. VoxPop@WAMC.org. And then
Uncle Grumpy.
All those folks who have gotten their ticket, we'll see you March 31st at Terrapin Restaurant in Rhinebeck, New York. Well, I've never been there. Believe it or not, I've never been there.
No way.
No. Rocco, you should be honored, man. I come into your pizza joint every 10 months.
Century.
So, I mean, I don't go out. 800-348-2551 is the number. All right, so this is the carrot fastazuzis, right?
Fastazuzi.
What is
slow-cooked carrots with white pepper and coriander, carrot stock and corto olive oil, onions, garlic, absolutely delicious, simple.
This is your new master chef at 216?
Yep.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. You know what, though? Probably don't need the carrots in that.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Too much veggies.
And then what I think you're going to be more impressive with is the white lamb bolognese.
That looks amazing.
Yes. Lamb cooked with mirepoix and pancetta. It's cream, cinnamon, nutmeg.
So when you did this, now, I saw the plans years ago. Rocco brought, maybe when I was over there, I looked at the plans for this place, and it was amazing. Has it lived up to what you thought it would be like?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And I think the customer satisfaction is very high because of, like we mentioned before, we did 27 soft opening days. We had some parties booked already in December, even before my GC had occupancy. So it was really down to the wire.
Yeah.
But it worked out great. Duncan and Cal did an amazing job. Oh, still is.
They're
you
best.
Know, they're still doing work almost every other day. And, you know, my sister Elizabeth and my mom are, you know, doing the decor still. We have a lot to do. You know, we have the 73-person banquet room that we've already used. We're almost using, like, twice a week.
Man, you know, and the number here is 800-348-2551. You got an Italian cooking question, et cetera, feel free. You, the times that I come into the shop and, you know, Rocco's hanging out reading the racing form over in the import store, but you're so busy. How do you then go down the street and run the show over 216? I mean, that's crazy.
I mean, so it was funny when you mentioned earlier, you know, that when my father said there's four more people, because, you know, we are up to a staff of, I think, about 80 now between the four locations.
Wow. Amazing.
And yeah, probably we'll be 100 by the end of the year, and probably once the college kids come back.
Rocco, when you were a kid and your folks were running the import store, and then you in 89 opened the wood-fired pizza place.
Yeah.
Did you ever imagine that you'd have so many locations around here?
No, but it was always our goal to expand the business. And if it wasn't for Matt and Elizabeth and John, and I would have never have undertaken this.
It's amazing. I mean, no,
and they've done.
It doesn't hurt that the food's good. You know what I mean?
That's the bottom line. It was the foundation my parents set, the level of quality they always expected.
Yeah.
And the customer relationship. You know, Harvard did a study and they said you could have the best this, that. He says it. They said it's customer relationship. It's, do your customers relate to you and do you relate to your customers?
Oddly enough, I was thinking about that today. Just that.
Really?
That sort of pie chart. But I, you know, you have customer relations and you have.
That's number one.
It can't be. It has to be taste. It has to be food.
Well, taste, yes, but you can. You're going to offer your customers the best you possibly can offer them.
Yeah.
And you're shooting for that. And your customers appreciate that. But then you need that interaction and that personal interaction with them.
Yeah.
And if they don't get that, they can go someplace else and get food, right? Yes or no?
No. Okay. Well, listen, am I on trial?
Don't let me jump over this table.
I object, Your Honor. Hey, the lamb bolognese.
Yeah.
So is there cinnamon in that?
There's cinnamon, there's nutmeg, and
it's
there's
amazing.
Some citrus in there with the homemade fettuccine and pecorino romano cheese.
What I love about it is, I mean, it's not sweet, but you get a hint of that. The cinnamon or nutmeg or whatever just gives it a little sweetness to it.
No, yeah. Max is a huge history buff, just like my father, and he really, you know, he is always cooks, and just like John as well. Like they know how to use spices that you date back to medieval times and obviously old European, and that is what they love to do. And you know, we always say, you know, just go for it. It's, yeah. You know, you always, like you said, the great foundation of the homemade pasta, and then you can go wild.
Yeah.
The machine I bought in 1988, along with our wood-fired oven.
Yeah.
Is the same pasta machine we're using
really
today.
The same for 36 years. Yes. Amazing.
Same machine, brass dies, which everybody talks about now.
Isn't brass soft, though? I mean, doesn't that have to be replaced from time to time?
Oh, yeah. But the quality of the pasta out of brass dies?
Well, you know, you got the $9 million gelato machine, too. How's that working out?
Well, we're going to crank that up this summer, this spring and summer.
Yeah? Oh, so it's not working
now?
It's
not cranked up yet.
All right. It's March 21st.
Feels like December 21st.
Why? Because it's cold out?
So yeah, busy. And so busy. Feels like December.
You, off the record, Matt. No one's listening. You know the show, nobody listens.
Nobody listens to us.
Matt, is he getting more cranky? I mean, is it possible? Is it possible?
I've had to go to therapy, okay? I've had to go to therapy.
Okay. The number here is 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org.
That's being mild.
Andrew writes in, says, love your pizza. Tell me about making pizza tomato sauce. I love from scratch, but don't care for recipes that take all day to cook. I find many bottled sauces are too sweet. Sometimes a fresh slice of New York summer tomato instead of sauce is enough for a delicious pizza. Oh, yeah. What is a good quick tomato sauce for a great slice of pie?
Use excellent tomatoes. We only use Stanislaus out of California. If you can get like the real San Marzano tomatoes,
yeah,
you just...
Can you tell the difference? I mean...
San Marzano?
Yeah.
And...
I mean, if you bit into one, could you taste the difference?
If I put San Marzano here and Stanislaus here, you cannot tell the difference.
Amazing. Okay.
No.
Number here is 800-348-2551. Let's go to RK in Cohoes. How you doing, buddy?
Ray, man, you got to take it easy on Rocco. You don't want to
set off his, thank
his
you.
Pacemaker, for crying out loud.
All right, now, easy now. I'm not going to set off his pacemaker. He's fine.
Now, Ray, I listen to your... Well, almost every day,
okay.
But certainly on Fridays, but in part, waiting, anxiously waiting for the return of Rocco. And I've been waiting.
Thank you.
How much did he pay you for that?
Oh, yes.
All right, stop. Just stop.
It's like Lazarus, you know, early Easter.
Okay.
Now, Ray.
Yes.
Now, listen, Ray, I don't have a question, but now with your permission.
Sweetly.
In honor of the return of Rocco, I just have a very little...
Thank you.
Memory of Rocco's mom and dad that I would like to share.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Let's hear it.
All right. This is about 2 minutes. All right. Going back about 35 years, I was a kid. We were with a small group of us from church up in Lake George for the day. The day is coming to a close. We're starving. We're hungry. Father says, I got a spot for you guys. We're like, okay, Father, you know, we got to go back to Troy. I'm like, oh, Father, oh my God, you know, we're starving. He's like, come on, it'd be worth it. All right. So on our way back down, we get down to 4th Street. We pull up, we go up to the door, and the door is locked. The lights are off, and it's like, okay, now we're huddled outside. It's the middle of winter. We're starving. We're freezing. And the door opens. And Rocco, your mom comes out. She goes, what are you doing? Well, you know, tell them the whole. She says, come on in. So we go in. She takes us, if memory serves, Rocco, in the back of that store, there's a kitchen.
There
was a kitchen.
Yep, still there.
Okay. So we're in the kitchen, and there's this beautiful table. And she sits us at the table. She puts a stromboli in the oven. Your father comes down asking, what he is doing, where, you know, this and that, the whole thing. I have never forgotten that moment, Rocco. And I've been a big fan of yours and a customer.
Thank you.
Ever since. And they were just so warm and wonderful. And I don't have to tell you.
That's nice.
But just so your listeners understand.
Yeah.
You know, these were special people.
Very.
And, you know, I come from Italian stock and, you know, from small business. Yeah. And you're right, Rocco, about providing the customer the best.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man. That's very
and
nice.
And that's what, that, you know, was what the Italian business people were all about. Now, a quick little caveat, Rocco. I don't think it hurt our cause that we were with the priest.
Well,
there it is.
That was it.
There you go. Hey, RK, man.
Who was also Italian, and that really didn't help our
boy.
Well, I think that's the answer.
Thanks. Thank you so much, RK.
Hey, happy Easter.
Please stop
Rocco,
in. And...
Raymond, happy Easter.
Yeah, you too.
I'm going to be in this weekend. I'm going to go for a pie this weekend.
All right. Great, RK. Hey, thanks for the call. 800-348-2551. Betsy writes in, we were at the new restaurant the other night to celebrate my husband's birthday and had a great time, but wondered, are you going to keep the old place open too? We like to be able to order large pies so we take home some leftovers. We're not really drinkers, so having alcohol available, not that important. That's from Betsy.
Yeah, I tell everyone business as usual down at the import store, down at the pizzeria. You know, nothing's changing. Yeah, and
don't you think you compete against yourself a little bit though?
I think the pizzeria has been busier because of it.
Interesting.
Because I mean, it is hard to get a reservation.
Is it really?
We're a few weeks out. If you want dinner time on a Friday and Saturday, and you know, we're only open Wednesday through Saturday, so you just got four nights, Ray.
Matt, I gotta be honest with you. He's pushing my buttons today. I gotta tell you, he's giving me a hard time.
Everybody gives you a hard time.
Whatever medication they're giving you,
let's
idle back a little bit on the meds. All right, let's go to Joan in Schenectady. Joan, you're on.
Hi. Hi. Oh, you get me laughing so much, all of you. Thank you. I'm calling pretty much to just, I do have a question, but first I want to add my congratulations to all of you listening to the growth in the family business. It's been just a joy these last several years.
Thank you so much.
So thanks.
Wow.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, and I hope, Ray, that you know that somebody who is being called Uncle Grumpy should be cautious about calling someone else cranky.
You're on the list now, too, Joan, with Rocco, so you guys can have a nice little chat on your own.
You're in his book.
All right, what do you got? What do you want?
Hey, real thing. The stuff up at the Indian Ladder sounds so good, and I want to just know, I know you've been vegetarian-focused. What kind of things can I hope to look for if I stop by there?
Well, actually, I did bring for Ray the Tuscan Ribolletta soup. The hearty vegetable soup with maple roasted carrots, onions, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, and kale. Yeah. We have a gnocchi there. I know we had it last weekend for the Maple Fest. And I believe it's definitely still on the menu this weekend. We will definitely be working with Indian Ladder. Today we brought the prosciutto panini and the chicken caprese panini, but we're working on a roasted vegetable panini as well with all Indian Ladder vegetables. So we're going to be excited. I think even just the expansion at Indian Ladder now is going to be so fun, so exciting because I know my father has talked many times on this radio show about the farm to table and where organic cooking started, which was in Italy, the slow food movement, and really we can do that ourselves. With Indian Ladder and being on site now, we're very excited. So
the Ribolito, very nice.
There's so much flavor there, So Joan is the captain of that ship there. She is a phenomenal chef as well, and obviously working with everybody at Indian Ladder is great. They're down to earth. They understand. They're very helpful with. They just want to. Another small business that just wants to succeed. So it's working out well.
Joan, thanks a lot for the call. Have a great weekend. It's 800-348-2551. The voice you just heard, young Matt DeFazio, young scamp. The other voice, the more cranky voice, is Rocco DeFazio. Rocco, you ever make it up the Indian Ladder? Do they ever go up and say, hey, why don't you ride the donkey a little bit up there? Yeah,
out into the woods.
No, it's awesome. I remember
it's beautiful.
When the little kids, when my kids were little, we'd bring them up there. Petting
let them run around.
Oh, it was great.
Well, that's what Baby Animal Day is. Only a couple weeks. Baby Animal Week now. I think it maybe used to be day. Now it's Baby Animal Week.
Wow.
And that's coming up. And, I mean, they get thousands of people that break from school. And, now it's after Easter because that's when the school break is, I think, something, I try to keep track of everything. That's what websites are for.
So this,
what I say.
You're right. This Ribolito again is
homemade,
all vegetarian,
yep.
Huh?
Yes.
It's really nice and
wow. You like veget? Really?
No, I mean it's good hearty food. Yeah. I don't care. I'm not picky.
Oh, pfft.
All right. Let's take a break. 800-348-2551. I'll tell you what. If you enjoyed Rocco DeFazio on this program, you'll want to play this tape because he's not coming back. 800-348-2551. We'll be back.
Count Basie, right on, right on. It's Vox Pop. It's a Food Friday. Rocco DeFazio's disrobing. It's Rocco and Matt DeFazio with us today. What's wrong? Too warm in here?
Yeah, it got warm in here.
I'll tell you what. The studio does get warm.
Isn't it?
And people think I'm, you know, I'm maybe too, I like things too cold. But it does get a little warm.
Got too warm.
Yeah.
Well, I think I got too many.
All right, listen.
On.
How many layers do you have on?
Yeah, I got a few.
Oh, my gosh. Is that an Eagles shirt?
What?
What is that shirt?
I made a mistake. Really?
Did that's
I
a put, Saquon.
Did I put this on?
Okay, you know what?
Did I put this on? Did I put this on?
You
with
are.
With my green hat.
Okay, you know what? What other food we have, Matt? We're going to leave him. We're going to turn his mic off. No, don't. No, never. Don't do that.
Ever take
what do we? What else do we
so
have?
So we
here?
Brought homemade chocolate mousse cake and Ooh. Homemade peanut butter cup cheesecake.
Oh, mercy.
Both made by my mother. You know, we figured you had the Italian hangover cake plenty now.
You know, never
the
enough.
Last, like, seven times. That
never
we've been
enough.
In.
Okay.
But those are featured at the new restaurant this weekend. You know, in the pizzeria, you can get the red velvet cheesecake and the Basque cheesecake. We didn't bring because I figured fire wasn't allowed in here because we
Boom.
Do the
yeah
yes oh they allow
you know
a sec.
Chef Home Gail Sokol made Basque cheesecake and it was it's really
that's
it's,
my yeah. favorite
yeah she's it was incredible
simple right just
yeah
but did she creme brulee it
no because she was on years ago and she brought one of those burners in one
yes,
of those torches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we almost set all the alarms off.
I figured it wasn't allowed
yeah,
in here, so
you're
I
right.
didn't
no.
want to bring it. So I'm glad I made the right decision there. But that honestly is not as popular as the hangover cake at the you know DeFazio's at 216, but it is getting up there. Creme brulee Basque cheesecake, where
oh,
it is yeah, it's
mercy.
So good. We obviously do have gelato there as well, cannolis there as well. You know, great coffee service. You know, for after dinner. And great cocktails.
Okay.
The pomegranate Cosmo has been the most popular.
Really?
Yes.
Cosmo?
And yeah, Jen Parsley, you know, our assistant GM, she came, you know, she's a lot of history and a lot of experience in the bar. So her, she's doing the cocktails. Brendan Baxter is doing the wine program.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have, a few weeks ago, we had Trillium Beer. This week we have, Bissell Brothers from Maine, I believe.
You're doing it right.
So
what's the dress code in this place, the new place?
That's a great thing.
You can't
it
get
is...
in with that, I'll tell you right now.
No, it's funny you say that.
You either.
I had a friend stop by. He was coming from coaching a basketball game, his son's basketball game, and was walked into the pizzeria last Saturday. And I said, hey, it's crazy here right now. It's 4 o'clock on a Saturday. I'll walk you down to 216. And we'll see if there's a high top open. He's like, I'm dressed too nice for that. I said, no, you're not. I said, really? It's 4 o'clock. You get kids there. There's going to be other kids there. But also certainly does bring in, I think, as later in the evening.
A little more refined.
It might be a little more refined. But really, it is a family atmosphere as well. Just, Italian restaurant meets steakhouse because of we have the wine coolers in the walls that people have, admire and they like, which is, shows off all, the great wines we have. So
we're going to go back to the phones here. Matt DeFazio and Rocco DeFazio are here. 800-348-2551. You're going to say something?
No.
You know, Rocco, there's this Italian restaurant. I hope it's still open this summer. Up in York Beach, Maine, where my family and I we
talk
go.
About
it's
that.
Called Mimos.
Mimos.
And
yeah.
So in the old days, when the owner was still alive, up to maybe 5 years ago, he would come around. They called him Mimo, but I don't think that was his real name.
Yeah.
But anyway, he would come around and he would have a little glass of what's it like? Sambuca. Sambuca, and then or Frangelico.
Frangelico.
And you'd have your choice, and he'd drink a toast. So you got to do that. At the end of the night, you walk around and you do toast with people end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, can you stay up that late?
No.
No? Let's go back to the phones. Peter in Wappingers Falls. Peter, you're on.
All right. I just have a really quick question. Really, I'm calling because I want to irritate Ray one more time.
Splendid. Nice.
Which I do periodically. but here he is giving Rocco grief about
Thank you.
Sitting in the corner with, with the racing form, right, Rocco? I mean, what's wrong with that?
You know, that's very stereotypical.
Ouch.
You know, stereotypical Italian, the racing form.
What?
You know?
There you go.
Thank you.
And my mom was born in Troy, and nice. I was married in Italy, but I'm Irish. And my question is, I'm hearing Chicago in some of this talk back and forth between you folks. Rocco, are you from Chicago?
No.
Troy.
All the way.
Who's from Chicago? Somebody.
Nobody in Chicago.
There's a Detroit Ave and Michigan Ave in Troy, but
I mean, I like Chicago.
I love Chicago.
Yeah, I love Chicago.
It's a great town.
I love Chicago.
There you go.
Hey, man, thanks for...
There you go. You got the good Irish and the good Italian.
All right, Peter, congratulations. You have succeeded again in annoying me, and I appreciate it. 800-348-2551. Peter's a regular, and he'll call in and,
poke the bear.
He likes
it's not
annoy.
Hard.
No, he likes to annoy.
Poke the bear.
What about Emily in Plainfield? Hello, Emily, you're on.
Hello, Ray and Rocco and Matt and... I've been listening to Ray for a long time, and I think when he gives someone a hard time, that's really when he really likes them. So.
You see, Rocco and I are great friends. We're great pals.
Really. I just want to put that out. But I have a question about cooking polenta. I have a couple recipes that I like. They're not from Italian cookbooks. They sort of make like a thick sort of cornmeal mush type of thing that you then put your sauce or ratatouille or cheese or whatever on. And I'll take that and put it in a loaf pan and put it in the fridge and let it set up. And then I like to slice that and bake it instead.
Oh, yeah. Very popular, baking the polenta and then putting...
Sometimes my recipe, it's a little soft even when I let it set for, a while. And I'm wondering, should I use, one recipe is a cup of polenta to a quart of chicken broth, and then you actually put pumpkin in that one and cheese. Should I just use more polenta to broth, or should I cook it longer?
More polenta.
More polenta.
Because you're also adding the pumpkin. That's going to make it more moist. And
Anytime something is too moist or soft, you have to up up the polenta, and if that doesn't do it, then decrease your broth maybe by a quarter or half, and you should start to see a difference.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I like it. I like to bake it and then put that
very
tomato sauce or veggies or whatever on it.
It's not going to be not going to be on the menu too much longer because we are trying to do very seasonal at 2/16 with the traditional items that aren't going anywhere. But the a bolognese polenta app with a poached egg on it.
Yeah.
That people have said it's the best thing at DeFazio's at 2/16.
Wow.
So if you gotta get there and try that one too. It's right on our appetizer.
I live in Western Mass and I don't get to Oveny very often, but whenever I hear
Rocco Saturday,
come on, over to one of
your restaurants. We have a couple, if I may interject here. We have a couple during the summer and fall, they will drive down from Montreal.
Really?
I swear to God.
Really?
They will drive down.
Does he drive like a two-seat Mercedes?
He's different.
It's a nice car to drive.
Well, I mean, once we annex Canada, he's going to be able to just drift right on in anytime he wants,
oh,
right?
God.
Emily, thanks a lot. 800-348-2551. What are you opening up over there?
Just a little something.
Eminence.
You keep on going. Do what you do.
Wow. You have two deluxe. That's what I tell my kids. You have two deluxe today. What the heck? Whatever they're going to do on your hip, I hope it's a quick recovery. And I hope you're back to the normal, lovable Rocco that we all used to know. By the way, I got a question for you, Matt. Now, we know about the Italian divorce cake, which is one of the great things that your mom makes. And she makes the cheesecake, too. She doesn't make all the desserts, though,
she makes all of the cakes.
Yeah?
Yep, all of them. She doesn't make the cannoli cream.
Right.
John makes that. She doesn't make the gelato, and we're making that.
Does she ever resent having to do that much work?
Yes. Yes.
I can tell you stories, but they're not appropriate
for... No, the language is...
Really?
No. Yes.
Is she mellow? Because, I mean, how can she deal with this guy?
You think I'm cranky?
Wow.
Oh, another level.
Dude, you have to go home soon. The show's almost up. What are you doing? What are you doing? You can't say that about the wife.
Ah. No, no. She's amazing. She's been, I tell people, especially if I have a group of guys out in the garden.
Yeah.
I'll say she has been baking since she's been 10 years old. Really?
She's good at it.
No, she could have been a master baker. And like she's 17 now. So it's like.
That's a good one. That's like not going to get you in good graces. That's not going to.
No, I tell her. That's what I'm. What's that?
With the spice on this gelato? It's amazing. What is this?
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's got a little zing.
We're going to be offering that when.
What do you put olive oil on it?
Again. Corto, which is associated with Stanislaus.
Yeah.
They made this incredible Calabrian chili olive oil.
Did you come up with this idea?
We did that how many years ago, Matt? When John came back from Italy. Remember he said he came back from California. No, from Italy. When he did that thing in Italy.
Yes.
He was in Milan and he was at a four-star Michelin place in Milan.
Yeah.
And they put the olive oil on the gelato.
This is incredible. This is what a great taste sensation that is. I mean, really good.
We're going to be offering this.
With your own gelato. This is store-bought stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what? How about the kick? Here, Matt, try it.
Okay.
How about the kick?
You want a wooden fork?
Yeah.
We've gone wooden forks here at the station.
I was just going
to
drink it.
I got a couple splinters earlier today when I had my lunch, but it's fine. Let's go to the phones. Alex is in Pine Plains. He's been waiting a long time. Alex, go ahead.
How are we doing, guys?
Good.
I appreciate all the ball busting from Rocco. That's exactly how you know.
All right.
Everything is clean and good.
Okay.
Got a question about homemade pasta. I don't have a pasta roller maker attachment for my mixer or anything. You got any advice for specific kinds of flour or anything to make my own homemade pasta at home? I love making things from scratch. You know, focaccia, sauce, everything.
Yeah, well, the simple one.
Kind of dive into the pasta.
Yeah, well, with this Cavatelli, two parts semolina flour, one part water, and then just a pinch of salt, because this is the vegan one, but it's just egg-free, right? That's, our vegan pastas are just egg-free. So if you don't want to use the egg and do that mix when you first start, and, it's because if you're doing the egg, then we recommend the Caputo pasta. It's called pasta gnocchi flour, and that comes from Italy, and that's what we've been using forever. But that's, that's what we use. But it's really kind of the same thing we were just saying. If you, and it's always important. It has to rest for an hour. That's the most, a lot of people, even when we're using our extruder, the one from 1988, and we're mixing that, we don't let it sit because we can't let it get too hard because it's going through that brass.
Yeah.
But we mix it for, sometimes 30 minutes, depending on the weather. And if it doesn't mix for long enough, you can tell a difference immediately. So, when you're using your hands, and then it's just from there. I tell, when I used to bring my college roommates over from Siena on Saturday, all hungover, I'd say, listen, I'll give you some cash. Come help me roll this dough because I need it for Saturday night service. And they would be shocked because, it's dough, pasta flat, the dough, the pizza dough and the pasta dough. It's literally like when you're a kid and you're playing with Play-Doh.
Wow.
That's all it is. So
does the hangover help in the pasta making process?
No, the food, the wood fired oven right there and like, cheesy garlic bread usually helps them.
Yeah.
A lot of our staff right now are in college as well. So you definitely got to have that. That's
okay,
what
man.
Helps the hangover.
Alex, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. 800-348-2551. Rocco, I got to say, while you guys were talking to Alex, I finished off my little cup of gelato with this Calabrian chili olive oil. I got to say, I've never had olive oil like this before.
With
the chili in it, it's amazing.
And that is what is on the side of the, we put our own Calabrian chili oil in the greens and bean soup at 216.
Amazing. I mean, this stuff is, But it's so but good that, with the chocolate.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, boy. All right, let's grab a couple of more calls before we wrap it up here. Huli is in Shokan. Huli, you're on.
It's Holly. Right. Oh, easy on these guys.
There's two O's here on the screen.
Huli.
Huli. All right. You're on, Huli. Go.
Hey, I'll quit it. Hey there. It's Holly. And right. I am totally looking forward to coming to your restaurant now. I live way out in Shokan, and now I am definitely going to take a day trip up there.
Wait, is this Holly from the show?
Great. It is.
It's Holly Shelowitz, who does nutrition and stuff on the show every so often. When Rocco's not on, we'll have her on.
We're into nutrition.
Yeah, she's great. You guys will have fun. Yeah, that's great. You'll love the place.
Thanks.
I mean,
I'm looking forward to coming. Wow, it just sounds great. And that story that the caller just told about, I was crying as I was driving. So really, really beautiful. And I'm calling to bust you up a little, Ray, because I'm glad to hear that you're enjoying all the veggies that they're serving in the soup. I was like, yeah, Ray's digging on the veggies. Love it.
Listen, Huli, don't encourage them, all right? Just do me a favor and have a good week. We'll see you soon on the show, and thank you very much. 800-348-255.
I want to tell a quick story.
All right.
Because of that, the wonderful story the fella said about coming down from Lake Georgia.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when I was a young boy, we were having Thanksgiving dinner in the back of the store. Again, the store was closed. Woman knocks on the door, and my mother goes out to the door, unlocks it, and she goes, I'm supposed to be going to a Thanksgiving part, you know, and I don't have anything. Do you sell anything? And she goes, you know, I have an extra lasagna. I don't think we're going to
the Thanksgiving.
Because she made so much.
Oh, my gosh.
And she gave it to her.
Oh, now that's something to be thankful for.
And she just gave her this half tray of lasagna she had made because we had more than enough. You know,
yeah. Now you got me thinking about the bolognese pizza. I mean, there are some things at DeFazio's that just call your name, and so now I'm thinking about that meat on that pizza.
Yeah,
bolognese.
But I want you to try this pizza.
We're almost out of time. We've got 40.
Just try it.
All right, let me have a slice.
Twist your arm.
We have 30 seconds left. You know the drill.
What is this?
Oh my gosh! What is that?
Just take a bite. You tell me.
I see tomatoes. All right, so listen, Matt, while I'm having it, we're almost done. So while I'm doing that, why don't you tell us how people can find out about DeFazio's online and where you guys are? You got about 15 seconds.
No problem. DeFazio'sPizza.com is where you want to go. It's a great website run by my sister, and she keeps everything up to date. There's different forms that you can fill in if you want to get information about making a reservation, about getting your wedding catered, about getting your 20-person luncheon catered, because obviously we do a lot of catering, and it's much easier now that we're not in a home kitchen out at the import store, and we have a full kitchen in the new restaurant.
Yeah.
But there's also a spot for Indian Ladder there if you want to hold,
Yeah,
we have
a
high school rehearsal. We have everything.
I wish I had gone to high school rehearsal. I wouldn't be in radio today. All right, listen, we're out of time. You guys are the best. This pizza's great. What is it?
Italian tuna.
Italian tuna pizza? That's crazy talk. It's delicious, though.
It's Lent.
Oh, yeah.
It's hot. It's this one right here. The best Genova.
I've seen that.
Yep. Olive oil.
Yeah.
This is the best tuna.
This is a really nice mild pie. Delicious. I love the tomato on there. All right, guys. Got to read some underwriting. Fabulous job. Matt, I'll see you on the show real soon.
Thank you.
Rocco, we'll say 800-348-2551 next time. Support comes from Tesla's Pantry Schenectady, celebrating 8 years of procuring olive oils and balsamics from curated producers selected by the Testa family to meet their exacting standards. Testa'sPantry.com.
and Adirondack Sports Summer Expo, New York Outdoor Sports, Recreation, Health, Fitness, and Travel Expo with 200 exhibitors March 22nd and 23rd at Saratoga City Center, adksports.com, and Honest Weight Food Co-op Albany, local and sustainable groceries for all, featuring sustainable seasonal specialty foods, catering, and zero-waste alternatives. Online at honestweight.coop. Happy nappy time.